Amazon.com.
You have another amazing American day. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. I think Roberta, the Queen of Cheap, is back around lurking somewhere. We hope so, because we'd like to have another installment, a new installment in the Queen of Queep. The Queen of Queep.
The Queen of Cheap franchise.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so my job, at least the way I believe my job to be best carried out on this radio program, getting you to listen, having us listen to you with a lot of timely, useful, relevant, fun info. That's how you get to Doug's turf, with that timely, useful, relevant, fun information. There is a video today. I have not paid as much attention to our videos as I ought to have. So I'm going to start, and we'll make some reference to some of the great videos that we've had in the last week or so here. So if you can get to the web, that's fine. We're going to bring you the best part of this video in audio form. You can do that sometimes. Our videos of the day sometimes carry with them some really wonderful audio. So if you start your day by listening to the news, the first thing you do when you get up in the morning is turn on the radio, listen to the news, or on television, or you're looking at the newspaper, you go online, whatever it is, you do have this first whack of the day, this aura that surrounds you by listening to or involving yourself in the really bad negative stuff. Looking at the events in St. Louis over the weekend and thinking, okay, there's bad and there's good in that experience. And then I look at the Lindsay Lohan, Mel Gibson, this garbage, Charlie Sheen being investigated in Washington because he got a police escort and nobody knows who paid for it. That kind of stuff, Richie. I'm sure that's on the top of people's minds. Or, in fact, it's the, I bet you, one of the top two or three news stories in Washington this morning is that. All right. So now that you've been whacked across the head, listen to the video. We'll have the complete audio of the video is there, Richie, I think, and then we've taken the good song out of this. But see if this isn't what happens in your day, and don't you thirst for what the outcome is of this negative way to start your day. Do you think that explains it well enough to get people intrigued?
Yeah.
Is that okay? So here's from a group of musicians called the UK's the Jive Aces, which is a group of it's just a really cool band that I discovered over the weekend from England, and the thing sort of sets itself up. You watch the video, you get more into it, but you can get the gist of it by listening to the audio.
Unemployment levels have soared to record numbers over the past few months as the business sector feels the credit squeeze. Experts blame the government for incompetence, while the government in turn continues to blame the banks. The banks are blaming the public sector for the economic downturn. And
just showing different scenes of people watching the news.
That's why I say it's important to watch this video, but different shots of the news. But listen, it's all the negative, it's all the horrible
and
stuff.
And how these people are affected by watching the negative news. Just kind of blah, blah, blah.
And how even the music drags you down. The day drags you down.
Guy playing a trombone and a stand-up bass on the street corner.
Yeah.
Indoors today, as an alligator has reportedly escaped from the zoo. And finally, the weather, cloudy and dim day, which looks to last at least the rest of the week.
Temperature will be chilly at best, and there is a high chance of rain.
There's
an unrelenting
guy walking down the street
with wingtips on.
Yeah.
Looking pretty retro.
Black and white wingtip.
Walks into the diner and he picks up his ukulele.
Yeah. Yellow ukulele.
Bring me sunshine.
Here's where it starts.
In your smile.
New theme of the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
I like it.
In fact.
Make me happy.
You're going to love it even more when he really gets into it.
All the while.
Sunshine. Happiness.
In this world where we live. There should be more happiness.
Uh-huh.
So much joy.
Yeah, it really culminates with you.
To each brand new bright tomorrow. Make me happy.
Everybody's going to start to move now.
The years never bring me any tears.
Now is when I wish our video were working, but she's moving.
Let your arms be as warm as the sun from up above. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love.
Bring me fun.
Today, after Bible,
there we go.
Bring me sunshine in your smile.
In your smile.
Make me happy.
You gotta watch this video.
All the while.
Gotta watch the video.
In this world where we live, there should be more happiness. So much joy we can give to each man you brought tomorrow. Make me happy.
Sets her on steroids, Richie.
Yes.
Never bring me anything. Let your arms be as warm as the sun from up above. Bring me fun. Bring me sunshine. Bring me love.
Guy playing the cans from the kitchen. This is so terrific. I mean, you cannot run away from a smile when you're watching this and listening to it. So how about this as a new theme for the Doug Steffen Good Day program? Richie, what do you think?
Sure, why not?
Yep. These guys, Jennifer, are you watching this?
I am. I can find you a little bit.
Yeah. And they're all over the place.
Don't make me happy. Through the years.
Through the years.
Never bring me.
Never bring me.
And it's tears.
And tears.
Let your arms be as warm as fuck from up above. Bring the fun. Bring me sunshine. Bring me love.
Bring me fun.
Bring me fun.
Bring me sunshine.
Bring me love. Bring me fun. Bring me sunshine.
Could you go wrong? Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love. What could be better than that? There's nothing better.
A banana split, which is what they show after that.
Yeah. It is just, where have these guys been? Have you ever heard of these guys before?
No.
No.
No, but I mean, that whole, since Setzer really kind of busted open that whole jive.
Yeah.
Movement, I don't know, 10 years ago, and you had the Squirrel Nut Zippers and all these other bands that did it. It's a big thing. So yeah. These guys are kind of in that genre.
Yep.
It's all upbeat,
wonderful.
Very energetic stuff.
Yeah, it's
definitely.
Fun. It's fun
great.
Music.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Great, great, great stuff. Super duper 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 duper. The Jive Aces and our new theme. Bring me fun. Bring me sunshine. Bring me love. What are you going to do in that department today? How are you going to, excuse me, work around the things that may cause you concern? We have price of gasoline. Maybe I could just go back into the same old stuff people are talking about, the politics of Libya. Do we want to go send troops there? Yeah, all of this kind of stuff. You get whacked over the head with that all day long. And not that it isn't relative and that you shouldn't be engaged. Yes, absolutely, you ought to be engaged in that discussion. But it isn't the only thing. It isn't.
You got to take a break, man.
The only thing. And that's why this is sort of an island. This program is an island, hoping that you can help yourself out of that stuff. We all are. I'm there from time to time. Richie's there. Jennifer's there. All of us. You're not immune from the distractions of what you might call the real world. But you make your world. You create your world. You work your world. You can be as you want to be. I say that all the time. All the time. There is this thought, the barriers that people either put up themselves or have put up in the way of their success. You overcome those things because you have ability. That should be the word of the day, Richie. Ability. A-B-I-L-I-T-Y, ability. Your self-image. What is there about you that you like? And what is there that you can accomplish by...
Not to like, really. Let's talk about
it. Yeah, right. There you go. That's it. Jennifer's got it. All right, Jen. Bring me fun. Bring me sunshine. Bring me love. That's got to be it. When I saw that last night, going through some things, and it just made my day. And Charlotte was snoring through it all. It was perfect. She was right behind me, snoring away. Bring me sun.
Yeah, what's the matter, Charlotte? Doesn't like swing?
She'd like to dance to it. If I were clapping my hands, jumping around. We were in the office in New York having a meeting, the sales staff and management staff, and Andrea Metcalf, who I brought up there to kind of introduce her to what we do. So there was somebody was listening to something. I can't remember what it was, but it was upbeat. And I was telling a story because Charlotte's always with me, and everybody who meets me for the first time, and Andrea has a bulldog too, so that became a conversation point, things that we had in common. And we were talking about how they engage themselves in the activities that are going on around them. And I went back into the Heidelberg history book when Dominic DiTavio, the predecessor to Rob Huntington, who's the president now, he was leaving. And we were talking about the things he did while he was Heidelberg's president. And at the end, Charlotte happened to be with me. She was under the table, and we all got up and gave Dominic a standing ovation. And as soon as we started clapping, Charlotte woke up, jumped up on the chair, and started barking.
Oh, no.
And it was the most wonderful. It sort of set the mood for the whole thing. And so that's what I did in the office in New York last Thursday. Same thing. And Charlotte jumped right up and came to, she did what she's good at doing, bringing us all fun and sunshine and love. They don't know, dogs don't know anything other than fun and sunshine and love. They get down, Charlotte gets depressed a little when I'm leaving and she can't come with me. That's about it. When she's not around her people, she's depressed. If she's around her people, it's like the whole world lightens up. And wouldn't you like to have that as a bellwether for your own life? Can you do that? It's your job that you like. It's the people that you're around that you like. And somebody sent me an email also over the weekend. We were talking back and forth about how the discussion was, do you make other people happy? And the answer is no. You can be happy when you're around somebody else.
It's all your job.
But the happiness comes from you. Mm-hmm. It comes from you. All right? Something to remember. All right, I'm not afraid of anything today, Richie.
Fire away, brother.
Bring me fun, sunshine, and love. It's 20 after the hour on Good Day.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
It is 21 after the hour, but then you knew that if you're looking at your watch or your clock. Doug Steffens Good Day program.
Reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads, they're hype, and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years, and we've been slowly growing. And our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body, losing weight, more energy, and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read all the testimonies. In fact, log on and order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. There's no call centers, just a friendly operator. 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you, Himbe, and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
The number one most popular search right now is Jay Leno. Number two, I'm looking, Richie, I'm doing a little my morning search. I should actually talk about this more often than
You're
I do.
You're so good at this, too. You are Mr. Internet.
That's me.
You tried your best, and you failed miserably. The lesson is, never try.
Live that kind of a life. The entertainment quotient in high gear here from the television show Country Music's Next Superstar. A performer named Bree sings White Liar, a Miranda Lambert song. They're trying to survive. They're in an elimination round, Jennifer. I don't know this song. I know Miranda Lambert. I don't know this song. Is it? Okay. How old is this song?
Maybe a year or two.
Really? Okay. How old is Miranda Lambert? And how long has she been a country
Miranda
music
Lambert's
performer?
Miranda Lambert's about 26, 27. She's the one that's marrying Blake Shelton in about a month.
Oh, okay.
That's Blake Shelton, whose new show, The Voice, premieres.
The Voice will start
tomorrow
today.
Night. Today or tomorrow?
The 26th. What's today?
Today's 25th.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Yeah. All right. So now another performer named Adrian is doing
this girl's been in the bottom two for the last few years.
Dixie Chick song called Wide Open Spaces.
Big song, big hit.
Carney Wilson is a guest judge with whoever else is there, and she told Adrian that she needed to have more fun. She's trying to stay alive. She broke down. She starts crying, and yada, yada, yada. Oh, this drama is so much drama.
Drama, drama.
Oh, my God. Anyway, she gets dropped on her head.
Oh, Adrian went home?
Yep, she's gone.
Yeah, she's been in the bottom for a long time.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
See you later. 26 past the hour. Okay, let's get a real country music female superstar queued up here. Richie, Taylor Swift is in the focus now. 19, is she 20? How old is she, 21?
She's 20.
20, okay.
I'm so amazed by this girl.
But she has poise. She has grace. she has been.
I just love the story that she went to Nashville, tried to make it, got signed by
a
big
label.
As a
kid, yeah.
The big label shelved her, yeah. And she had the gravitas to say, you know what? I'm leaving you, big label. I think it was like CBS.
Yeah.
I'm
and she
leaving
went with
you.
Toby Keith's little label.
And went with a little teeny label, and then bam, here she is. It's just, that takes guts, man.
And now, after 4 years of performing, or less even than that, she's got a lot of money. She just bought her mom and dad a home in Nashville, and she bought a home for herself in Beverly Hills.
Yeah, she's been buying homes all over the place.
Now, she moved to Nashville with her mom when she went down there to try and make it, but I'm not sure what her dad's situation is. What is it, Jen?
I think they're all still together.
Oh, okay.
I think.
So it was just her and her mom did the Nashville thing, and dad stayed behind and worked and kept kind of money coming in while they did that.
Yeah, maybe kept everything going. Yeah, okay. I don't know too much about that.
Anyway, good story about her.
She's a good kid, man.
Like those good stories. And again, better to hear those stories than the fact that Lindsay Lohan went to jail, even though
like
it was
again
for a couple of minutes, right? And Charlie Sheen in Washington, he flies in, police escort him. Because he was running an hour late.
Yeah, because he had to go to a custody hearing in L.A.
Yeah. So everybody in Washington is wondering why. Why is it? By the way, Born Free Bree is the latest fatality. Or not, she didn't die, but she left him again. How many times has she left him? Hey, but why are we talking about it? I don't want to talk about this stuff. All right, can I just drop it?
Yeah, drop it.
Shelley Palmer
up next. Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Sony's PlayStation Network has been offline for days due to what Sony is calling an external intrusion. The service that lets PlayStation 3 owners play their games online is not scheduled to come back online until April 26th. While it's not confirmed, many attribute the outage to the hacker group Anonymous. In other news, the white iPhone 4 is finally in stores. Retailers began receiving promotional material suggesting that an AT&T and Verizon launch will happen this week. Apple hopes the white iPhone 4 will boost sales until the new model comes out later this year. And finally, NASA recently invested money into private companies for spacecraft development, and it's already paying off. Rocket producer SpaceX claims its Dragon capsule can not only deliver the goods to space stations, but hopes to land on other planets. The first manned mission could happen as early as 2014. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Oh. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar.
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you now watch instantly with Netflix?
Oh, unlimited TV episodes?
Correct.
Watch
unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
David from St. Paul writes, my son's wondering if he'll come to his class so he can get extra credit on his biology test.
Extra credit?
Well, if there are any questions on that test about who can make it easy to save money by combining your RV and car insurance,
which is an unlikely question for a biology test,
then the answer is Geico.
True.
For all other questions about RV insurance, I like to guess answer G. E-I-C-O.
Call Geico or visit Geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy...
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave.
right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoods. FoodsDirect.com/Alex,
800-409-5633 with a smile in my voice, fun, sunshine, and love. Joy, laughter, all those good things are part of your good day experience. Jennifer Horn is here, got a great sense of humor and a wonderful sense of herself. Rich McFadden, also here, has got a pretty good basic sense of humor. People like his bar time, beer time humor, I think.
My neighbors loved it last night as we all sat out in the driveway raiding my beer refrigerator in the garage. I was working on my Camaro.
Welcome one and all.
Next thing I know, there's 9 people standing in my driveway just shooting the bull, drinking my beer.
There you go. It's nice to be friendly.
Yeah, it was fun.
All right, is it important to be nice? Wait a minute, what's the old expression? It's nice to be important, but more important to be nice.
That's right.
That's what it is. So we have begun another week here on the Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli actually is not back and won't be back till Wednesday.
Breaking news. Well, we just got word into the news center that Roberta's whereabouts.
Right. And also in the news center, Mary McCormick.
Oh, yeah, who that?
Star of In Plain Sight.
Oh, yeah, the one you like, the blonde.
Preggers, yes.
Really?
I do like her, yes, right. I like her a lot. She has 2 other children.
You like a lot of women.
And I do like a lot of women. I'm very interested in having lots of good, happy women around me, one way or the other. Hard to get one that's close, but it's nice to have lots of them around. And Lisa Gibbons got married over the weekend.
Good for
her. That she had been hanging around with for a while, so congratulations
to
her.
She's nice. We like her.
I like her. Jennifer Horn is going to update
us. She's nice. We like her, too.
We do, as a matter of fact. Right. Surprisingly enough, we have no American Idol info today, but there are a lot of other things going on in the world of television.
Oh, but we have Simon Cowell news today.
Yes, we do. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So we have that. Plus the Donald. Now, last night, I actually was sort of dozing off, and I went back and forth. I was watching an old episode or two of NCIS.
Mm.
And then I, because there's not much, the cable channels generally have better stuff. And I also have movie channels, and I watch a few movies from time to time there. But I did find the Don. More people are watching, as well as I do, that one of the reasons, or at least it seems, whether it's coincidence or not, that the ratings are going up as to the Celebrity Apprentice's success. It has become I think last night, the overnights at least show that it's the number one show behind 60 Minutes on Sunday night. Now, is that an accident? Or is it a result of the Donald being everywhere?
I don't even know that I know. Who's on Celebrity Apprentice this year?
Oh, LaToya Jackson.
Gary Busey.
Is on. Oh, Gary Busey.
Right. John.
So listen to this. Here's this. You know what's going on. When Trump asks the members of the group in Celebrity Apprentice if he ought to run for president. Listen.
No.
Yes.
Jeez.
Listen.
Everybody's saying I should run for president. Let me ask you a question. Meatloaf, should I run for president?
Absolutely.
Now, you would definitely vote for me.
I would vote for you. In fact, I'll help you with your campaign.
What do you think, Star? You're a political analyst.
Of course. I'm right here now, ready to roll.
Who would not vote for me? Who would not vote for him? All right, good.
A hot hand. Don't raise your hand.
I would say anybody that raised their hand would immediately be fired because they're stupid.
I love it. Love it. Love it.
Oh, my God. And they're all taking him so seriously.
Yeah.
The Republican bad dudes.
Let me tell you something.
He's going to ruin the Republican Party. Get
I would
off.
Watch Gary Busey, and anything Gary Busey does, I would do the opposite.
All right.
But oh, Gary's great. He was the first
big-time endorsement Trump got. I'm voting for Mr. Trump.
Oh, man, that guy's
fun
crazy.
Guy. He was on with Robert Conrad on the network that I run with my dad that you talked about earlier, Steve.
Right. Yeah.
And he did not want to let Robert Conrad go. I think he would have actually taken over the show.
Maybe that's an idea for a show of his own. Maybe
I know.
Show.
He's awesome.
He slapped our female host on the butt and said, keep it up, babe.
There we go. That's what you want. All right, anyway, so we get to the television.
Nice.
Oh, what a piece of work. All right, so we get to television news in a matter of moments. What I was impressed with watching Donald, I haven't really taken a good look at him. We all laugh about his hair and stuff. But have you noticed, if you get a picture of the Donald, current picture, go back, Richie, 10 years, maybe 15 years, and you look at him and see that he really hasn't aged. He is not aging.
Yeah.
He is not. His looks are no different now than they were 10, 15 years ago. Now, I don't want to tell you that's because he discovered Lumitone, because Lumitone's only been out for a couple of months. But if you want to look good like the Donald, never mind the hair, just look at his eyes. See how rested his eyes. And I'm fortunate to have that myself. My eyes, even if I'm really tired, there's a dark circle, but I don't get all puffy like Richie does. And Jennifer, you have that blessing as well, but not everybody does. Matter of fact, most people don't. So if you are one of those people who has old-looking, dull-looking, tired-looking eyes, Lumitone is your instant fix. This age-fighting cream helps your eyes look more beautiful, look brighter, look kind of like you really... We're with it. This reduces the appearance of dark circles immediately. Bags fade from view. Reduction in the appearance of puffiness right away. So this, plus the fact you can get a free jar of it right now by calling into the company. You don't go through any middleman. You get into the, I guess people say this is a camouflage. No, it really isn't. If you look tired all the time, this cream is for you. No question about it. The anti-aging eye cream Lumitone. Get a free bottle, 800-894-3302. No hooks, but they want you to sign up, obviously, when you get the free bottle and say, okay, well, we'll ship one to you, and if you don't like it, you can cancel, yada, yada. What I want you to do is understand what it's all about and feel the goodness. Feel the way you can get rid of those heavy bags under your eyes. You'll look younger. You'll look more refreshed. You'll look like the Donald, right?
Better than the Donald, probably.
Another guy who's like that is Schwarzenegger. Schwarzenegger, if you look at his face, he don't look any different. I mean, a little bit.
He looks good.
Yeah, he does. All right. And by the way, there's an interesting new book out, just as an aside. Brigitte Nielsen has a new autobiography that she will be all over the talk show circuit talking about the affairs she had with Arnold Schwarzenegger
during Rocky.
Sean Penn. And she then married, she had an affair with Sylvester Stallone before she married him. But she was on, she met Arnold, she says, on the set of Red Sonja, and it was apparent the two of us had lots of energy between us. They had, and then enjoying each other's company, apparently, at night. And she says every chance they got during filming, I guess you take that for whatever it's worth. Hasn't she, they met a few times after he invited her to stay with him at his home, and then, but then the real, she says the real love was Arnold, was Sylvester Stallone. She used to meet Charles Bronson over in Europe, Sean Penn, apparently.
Wow, she sounded busy.
Yeah. Anyway. So, all right, so how did I get to that? Oh, I was talking about Lumitone. What a great segue,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you're going to have an affair with Brigitte Nielsen. Now, I'll tell you something. Sylvester Stallone, as good as he looks physically, he ought to be using Lumitone. His eyes don't.
Tired.
He really does mm-hmm. need some help there. And so does Sean Penn, as far as that's concerned. Although he may have found...
Sean Penn has needed that since he was like 22.
Yeah, right. But it hasn't kept Johansson away. She's all over.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she loves him.
Yeah, apparently. Okay, so anyway... what's the lesson here? The lesson is you can get a free bottle of Lumitone by calling 800-894-3302. You'll pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. Get rid of the lines. Get the free jar of Lumitone, 800-894-3302.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes. Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot...
Y... folds the laundry.
Correct.
What?
How many TV episodes does Netflix let you watch instantly for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
If your goal is to lose weight in 2011, then look no further. Our resident doctor, Ken Kronhaus, recommends MetaFast, and so have over 20,000 doctors since 1980.
I recommend MetaFast to my patients because it's fast, safe, and satisfying. The MetaFast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied, and with over 70 meals to choose from, you will never feel hungry. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Some of my patients have lost up to 60 pounds.
Here's how to save $50. Log on right now to MetaFastKen.com. That's MetaFastKen.com or call 800-506-4115 and use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. Call right now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details. MetaFastKen.com or call 800-506-4115.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
Amdro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem.
If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
All right, so we have big news, 14 before the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program focused on television and the things that are happening. I'm interested to see all the attention being paid to the end of office. Mm-hmm. Steve Carell's goodbye. Looks like Jim Carrey.
So many people. Yeah, Jim Carrey's next on the list. There are so many people already scheduled to be on the show. Of course, we've talked about Will Ferrell, but there's going to be Ricky Gervais, Will Arnett, James Spader.
Right, so now
Ray
the
Romano.
Final episode is this week, right?
His final episode is
right.
This week, but yeah. The season finale of The Office, which is going to be a huge one, is still coming up.
Yeah,
I
but
think.
They're going to run a.
How come he's not going through the whole season?
He's
got to shoot a movie.
Yeah, he's out.
He's already actually on the set of a new movie. This guy can do 3 or 4 movies a year. Watch, that's what he'll do.
Mm-hmm. And he's great at it. He's funny. Yeah. So,
all right, they're running the 28th is what, Thursday. Mm-hmm. The final episode with him in it is 50 minutes long.
Right.
And then doing a 50-minute episode of Parks and Recreation. How's that going to fit?
Well, it fits that whole block. That'll give him a little bit of time, and then the news will go after that. So. Yeah. I don't know. I think Jim Carrey on the show is going to be kind of fun. And Will Ferrell, who knows if he'll stick. I'm hoping for James Spader. He needs to come back to TV. I love
right.
him.
Ray Romano.
Mm-hmm. Catherine Tate.
So already NBC has pulled a Paul Reiser show.
Yeah, that's on the
I watched them. They were looking at a hole in the ground the other day when I turned it on. What is that? I mean, who cares?
Well, the show is actually based on real life. I guess Paul Reiser and his BFF, who's his man friend, his writing partner, they wrote the show.
Reiser?
No, he's not gay. He is a wife. But
he
his
took
wife
10 years
thought,
off to raise his kids, so he's a stay-at-home dad for a while.
Yeah, okay.
And his wife thought that he would be friends with her friend's husband, and so they put him together, and I guess these guys are inseparable. And they wrote the show, but after 2 episodes, NBC already pulled the plug.
Goodbye.
I know.
All right, Sean
Repeats
Bean.
Of the Office to replace them.
Yeah. Sean Bean is in the HBO series Game of Thrones, which is on now, and it's so violent. It is horrible. I watched a little of it last night for the first time. My God. When they describe action films now, they mean chop, cut, kill, maim. Ugh. What garbage. Anyway, the reason I brought up his name is because he and Ashley Judd are working on a pilot. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I heard Ashley Judd was coming back to TV, but I didn't know with who.
I didn't know she was ever in TV. When was she on TV?
She started in TV on a show called, was it Sisters?
No, she was not on Sisters.
It was years ago. Years and years and years ago.
I will tell you it wasn't Sisters because I remember Sisters was Celia Ward.
Woman.
Good memory. Look at you.
Wow, you remember Celia Ward.
But the other two I can see there. The woman with a strange name that you'd never heard of before, but now she's around a little bit. She's very sweet.
Her. So anyway.
We'll look it up.
Meanwhile.
Hey, Simon Cowell news. So
yes, Simon Cowell.
X Factor show. I don't know if they even know what's going on because there are rumors and Mariah Carey's going to be involved, but we don't know how she's going to be involved and Cheryl Cole's going to be involved and we don't know. Well, Simon Cowell has done an exclusive interview with Deadline.com and said that he is very serious about trying to get Paula Abdul as a judge for the X Factor. He said that he's always wanted her as
He'd
a judge.
He'd be a moron not to.
He misses her. He thinks they have chemistry. They click. And he is doing everything he can to try to make that contract come to fruition.
Really?
So Paula may be back on TV. Simon and Paula sitting side by side again.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah.
Who would have thunk it? And then Desperate Housewives, Terry Hatcher, who you like, don't you?
I love.
Richie is. She's too
sweet. Yeah.
I like Macy's wife.
Oh, yeah. Felicity Huffman.
Yeah,
very cute.
Like yeah.
Well, Terry Hatcher is having some issues. She's got a frozen shoulder condition, which... Mm-hmm. I've never even heard of. We should ask Dr.
Sort of the
Ken.
Cold shoulder, but I've never heard of the frozen.
Tell her to go to Florida.
It says it's excruciating pain and immobility of the arm, and so she can't even hook her bra, she said. It's left her without a left arm.
Without a left
Weird,
arm.
Right? Will you help her with that?
I just like Tony, today. My former wife. Didn't
there you go.
Have a left arm either. All right. So, that's the story. I guess not. Not all of the stories, but good stories, Jennifer. Very
Thank
good
you.
Stories.
We have more. Don't worry.
Tomorrow. 51 after the hour.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Weekly guarantee.
Up next is an appearance from a gentleman who knows his way around most any aspect of life, in fact. Michael Levine, who is in charge of Levine Communication Office, LCO, online, but more importantly, a lot of info that shows up on the LBN e-alert. And as a result of the things that are there, you get a feeling of his interests. And I find that to be very, I'm overusing the word interest, but Michael, who is the CEO of this powerful PR company in Los Angeles that handles all kinds of people at various levels of their familiarity and various levels of their being famous and dealing with the public. Somebody said on a radio program today that Lindsay Lohan was celebrating Earth Day by stealing a bike. And I thought, you know, as much as these people don't get it, the news earlier this week about her getting off of the Gotti movie because there was something that her PR person or somebody that advises her thought was bad for her image. My God, these people, Michael, how can they get so distant from reality? It's shocking.
Well, you know, we've talked about this, about in every American home or every American business, there is a thing called a smoke alarm. Mm-hmm. And the purpose of a smoke alarm is to warn you if there's a fire. And these things work. They're great. They've been in homes for about 40 or 50 years, and they're really terrific. Well, you know, we human beings have smoke alarms at our own psychological houses, too, and they're called friends and family. And so if you say something stupid to most people, their friends and family will say, well, Doug, that's really stupid. And that comment will act as a smoke alarm. And it'll save you from getting caught in a fire. Well, what celebrities do, particularly mega celebrities, is they go into their own psychological house and they purposely disarm the smoke alarm. And what I mean by that is they either hire or fire their friends and family. And so they come into their own psychological house, they hire all their friends and all their family and put them on the payroll. And so when the when the opportunity comes for them to say something stupid, maybe at a cocktail party, their friends and family don't say, hey, Doug, that's really stupid. You better knock that off. They say, oh, that's great. And so I witnessed, for example, Michael Jackson, who I represented. He'd walk into a room, and he'd wear a surgeon's mask. And instead of people saying, hey, Michael, why don't you knock it off? What are you doing with that surgeon's mask on? They'd say, oh, Michael, you're the greatest. And so that would send a signal to him that his crazy behavior wasn't crazy. Well, if you do that long enough, you start to habituate crazy behavior, and it gets more and more and more prominent. And so that's really the smoke alarm theory of why mega celebrities get crazy.
All right. That's approbation. So let's rank it, or let's move it up, ratchet it up a little bit.
Sure.
The New York Times CBS poll finds very few Republicans excited about any potential candidate, although you'd think the election was next week with the attention that's being given to it by the news media, mostly brought on by two things, Obama announcing he was running again, and Donald Trump coming into the focus. And the birther thing, according to Talkers Magazine, number three issue being discussed by talk radio hosts, solely because Trump has brought it up again, and people who are on the inside say that he's disgraceful, that he ought not to be bringing this up, that he's embarrassing, and the party doesn't like it, blah, 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 blah. Meanwhile, he keeps hammering away. So
yeah,
what are we missing here?
Let me tell you something. I would never vote for Donald Trump, but I'm really glad that America has somebody like him to add to the conversation. And what I mean by that is there are a lot of things that Donald Trump is saying that I think need to be talked about.
Mm-hmm.
America, he has said that America is in many ways becoming a third world nation. Well, guess what? He's not wrong. And I don't hear a lot of these professional politicians, President Obama, Joe Biden, John McCain, I don't hear a lot of them saying to people some of the things that Donald Trump's saying. Donald Trump is wealthy, independent, and I believe adds to American conversation that we need to have.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that I agree with everything he says, and that doesn't mean that I don't think he's an egomaniac or sometimes says wacky stuff.
Thank you, Michael. Michael Levine is the editor and publisher of the LBN E-Alert.
From coast to coast, this is